Hey my friends, welcome to my podcast channel Real Time with Expertilist Bobita. My expertise, your prosperity. You're listening to your host Bobita. Yes, my real estate business management professional experience over 2 decades and trending in designing, digital marketing and training are collated for this show. My show brings you a few of my significant life experience and knowledge to motivate you. Request your love, encouragement and support to reach out to the maximum. I assure you, you will not be disappointed. So here, I start my second episode, Love Perception Walkthrough. Many confused about what is love. So I am covering this love perception walkthrough in the simplest way of understanding. Love, an awesome feeling, isn't it? This common word is well held in the universe, among human beings and animals, the very nature. Love variants are many. Love God, spiritual love, human love, animal love, nature love, material, fashion, passion, hobby, talent, career, business, movies, dance, news, watching any other programs on TV, surfing net and whatnot. Many to list out. Friends, love is not robotic. Love is an emotion, respect, understanding, and sacrifice. Love is worship, bonding, strength, de-stress, rejuvenate, and power. You have come across people utter this word quite often, like, I fell in love, falling in love, I want to fall in love. But few others do say, love happened, I am in love, I can sense love. So, thought-provoking word, isn't it, my friends? A unique way of expressing love by both human beings and animals. Animals express in their unique movements and actions. Human beings express in various means of communication and body language. People say, love each other. By seeing and listening to it is not love. Love is within thyself. So what's love then? It happens within, not because someone influences you. I consider the essence of love in 2 segments, my friends. On one hand, it's a pleasant and awesome experience. It creates care and warmth, unity, wants, desire, bonding, forgiveness, sacrifice, cause, being human, encouraging, motivating, supporting, inspiring, security, protecting, faithful, loyal, respecting, and all these are coined on the positive side of love. The sanctity of love in this is so amazing. On the other hand, it is so obnoxious. It creates a want, desire, breaking, betrayal, envious, possessive, torture, suffering, insecurity, unprotective, uncared, demotivating, discouraging, damaging, demeaning, dividing, unfaithful, bickering, disrespecting, and whatnot, coined on the negative side of the love. How one word love differs and has different shades. Are you intrigued to discover? Let's begin. Friends, there is a thin line between the two of these. One has to practice to sense and ensure to coin the right perspective of love. Love is an element that is within as inborn but gets tapped at regular intervals through certain engagements, observations, interactions, communication, administrative of a scenario, or by routine or rare incidents or circumstances. You can always say to yourself that you love yourself so much, but then it all depends on the person's quality. Nurturing one's emerged love is mandatory, else it fades disastrously. Love, be it between two individuals or life partners in their families, friends, colleagues and superiors, company and branded products, celebrities and their endorsements, teachers and students, neighbors and orphans, nature and animals, needs nurturing from both the ends to reciprocate and bond with each other mutually, else it will lose its essence. It should be of some purpose, of course, not as pre-prepared. I witnessed many parents go so blindfold on their children's love that turns them to spoiled brats. And so the life partners, either gender, do not compromise and have with ego, separations, or protecting each other's unethical desires and wants, or even hide secrets of one's misdeeds. Love can make or break. Love is life. How we sow the seed and nurture them matters to attain the wonderful connection in the world, my friends. So I recommend love with due respect to each other. Bygone those days when people were amiable to each other with great maturity, understanding the love between each other and compromise for a better living, unlike in today's time. The name of love, many mishaps have been witnessed. The people who are vocal about such love, however the close relationship be, mending the ways is essential, as that is the essence of love. Love is born to transform the people, animal, and taught how to live mutually in the society. In today's time, love is not eternal. It has unfortunately become a materialistic, made available off the shelf to purchase as a product like. Emotions are fading due to emotional blackmail and no privacy. In the name of love, the torture continues to many, as it is so vulnerable. You may then have to take a stand to brave the situation. Here, you can't get clashed because of love to become a victim. Discourage such love. Rather, encourage love that is enlightening one's life. Love either make or break one's life. Having said that, the person's characters, attributes to the events, and how one handles the situation tactfully. It is learned from past experience, present maturity, and life consciousness. Being far from the dear ones, not to perceive as hating dear friends. Rather, it is one way to overcome accumulated issues of acute pain, and so to keep such things at bay, to live peacefully. Being at a distance, you can continue to love and be at your best to respect the love. I have no ambiguity in what I talk. Time to walk the talks, my friends. Witness many such talks but have different insights about the same. I now have to say something. A small wish turns magical in your life. Let this magical love and wish be magical beauty in your life forever. Be magical resource in your life forever. Be magical spark in your life forever. Be a magical love to spread love forever. A magical revolution in your life forever. So my friends, trust you enjoyed my show of today's episode. request you to share in your network and support the cause. We'll catch up with you soon in the next episode on my show, Real Time with Expertless Babita. Till then, take good care of you and your dear ones with love. I am your Expertless Babita, your host, signing off now. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay positive. After all, life is like a bubble on water. Then why not live a joyful and a meaningful life? Bye-bye.